Chapter 6. I train my eyes on the floor and stand behind the dauntless born initiates who chose to return to their own faction. They are all taller than I am, so even when I lift my head, I see only black-clothed shoulders. When the last girl makes her choice, Amity, it's time to leave. The dauntless exit first. I walk past the gray-clothed men and women who were my faction, staring determinedly at the back of someone's head. But I have to see my parents one more time. I look over my shoulder at the last second before I pass them, and immediately wish I hadn't. My father's eyes burn into mine with a look of accusation. At first, when I feel the heat behind my eyes, I think he's found a way to set me on fire, to punish me for what I've done. But no, I'm about to cry. Beside him, my mother is smiling. The people behind me press me forward, away from my family, who will be the last ones to leave. They may even stay to stack chairs and clean the bowls. I twist my head around to find Caleb in the crowd of erudite behind me. He stands among the other initiates, shaking hands with a faction transfer, a boy who was candor. The easy smile he wears is an act of betrayal. My stomach wrenches and I turn away. If it's so easy for him, maybe it should be easy for me too. I glance at the boy to my left, who was erudite and now looks as pale and nervous as I should feel. I spent all my time worrying about which faction I would choose and never considered what would happen if I chose Dauntless. What waits for me at Dauntless headquarters? The crowd of Dauntless leading us go to the stairs instead of the elevators. I thought only the abnegation used the stairs. Then everyone starts running. I hear whoops and shouts and laughter all around me, and dozens of thundering feet moving at different rhythms. It is not a selfless act for the Dauntless to take the stairs. It is a wild act. "What the hell is going on?" the boy next to me shouts. I just shake my head and keep running. I am breathless when we reach the first floor, and the Dauntless burst through the exit. Outside, the air is crisp and cold, and the sky is orange from the setting sun. It reflects off the black glass of the hub. The Dauntless sprawl across the street, blocking the path of a bus, and I sprint to catch up to the back of the crowd. My confusion dissipates as I run. I have not run anywhere in a long time. Abnegation discourages anything done strictly for my own enjoyment, and that is what this is. My lungs burning, my muscles aching, the fierce pleasure of a flat-out sprint. I follow the Dauntless down the street and around the corner and hear a familiar sound, the train horn. "Oh no," mumbles the erudite boy. "Are we supposed to hop on that thing?" "Yes," I say breathless. It is good that I spent so much time watching the Dauntless arrive at school. The crowd spreads out in a long line. The train glides toward us on steel rails, its light flashing, its horn blaring. The door of each car is open, waiting for the Dauntless to pile in, and they do, group by group, until only the new initiates are left. The Dauntless-born initiates are used to doing this by now, so in a second, it's just faction transfers left. I step forward with a few others and start jogging. We run with the car for a few steps, and then throw ourselves sideways. I'm not as tall or as strong as some of them, so I can't pull myself into the car. I cling to a handle next to the doorway, my shoulders slamming into the car. My arms shake, and finally a candor girl grabs me and pulls me in. Gasping, I thank her. I hear a shout and look over my shoulder. A short erudite boy with red hair pumps his arms as he tries to catch up to the train. An erudite girl by the door reaches out to grab the boy's hand, straining, but he is too far behind. He falls to his knees next to the tracks as we sail away and puts his head in his hands. I feel uneasy. He just failed Dauntless initiation. He is factionless now. It could happen at any moment. "You all right?" the candor girl who helped me asks briskly. She is tall, with dark brown skin and short hair. Pretty. I nod. "I'm Christina," she says, offering me her hand. I haven't shaken a hand in a long time either. The abnegation greeted one another by bowing heads, a sign of respect. I take her hand uncertainly and shake it twice, hoping I didn't squeeze too hard or not hard enough.
Beatrice, I say.
Do you know where we're going?
She has to shout over the wind, which blows harder through the open doors by the second. The train is picking up speed. I sit down. It will be easier to keep my balance if I'm low to the ground. She raises an eyebrow at me.
A fast train means wind, I say. Wind means falling out. Get down.
Christina sits next to me, inching back to lean against the wall.
I guess we're going to Dauntless headquarters, I say. But I don't know where that is.
Does anyone?
She shakes her head, grinning. It's like they just popped out of a hole in the ground or something.
Then the wind rushes through the car, and the other faction transfers, hit with bursts of air, fall on top of one another. I watch Christina laugh without hearing her and manage a smile. Over my left shoulder, orange light from the setting sun reflects off the glass buildings, and I can faintly see the rows of gray houses that used to be my home. It's Caleb's turn to make dinner tonight. Who will take his place? My mother or my father? And when they clear out his room, what will they discover? I imagine books jammed between the dresser and the wall, books under his mattress. The erudite thirst for knowledge filling all the hidden places in his room. Did he always know that he would choose erudite? And if he did, how did I not notice? What a good actor he was. The thought makes me sick to my stomach, because even though I left them too, at least I was no good at pretending. At least they all knew that I wasn't selfless. I close my eyes and picture my mother and father sitting at the dinner table in silence. Is it a lingering hint of selflessness that makes my throat tighten at the thought of them? Or is it selfishness? Because I know I will never be their daughter again.
They're jumping off! I lift my head. My neck aches. I have been curled up with my back against the wall for at least a half hour, listening to the roaring wind and watching the city smear past us. I sit forward. The train has slowed down in the past few minutes, and I see that the boy who shouted is right. The Dauntless in the cars ahead of us are jumping out as the train passes a rooftop. The tracks are 7 stories up.